Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 1 hour live webinar session brought to you by KCLA.com. So alongside with me, I have Nick, I have Casey, and as well as Kachun. So Nick and Kachun are from Cat Bay, myself, Casey, of course, we are from KCLA.com. So it's 4 of us on this webinar session today. And today we're going to talk about Cat Bay's P2P platform, where, as you can see on the title, it says Cat Bay P2P, the new low-risk investment in town. So we are here to explore further on this topic. And with that, right, I'm going to pass the control to Nick, who is none other than the senior investment analyst of Cat Bay. So he's going to walk us through Cat Bay, all the features, all this kind of stuff. So guys, if you have any questions that you want to ask about how you can actually start your P2P investment with Cat Bay, you may want to put that in the Q&A box. And of course, if you have comments along the way, just put it in the chat box like always. All right. So without further ado, let me just pass the control to Nick. So Nick, welcome to the show.
Yep. Thank you so much, Ian. It's good to be here. And you know, before I even start, I'd like to thank Casey Lau and Ian for having us on the show. And for those who don't know, as we are Cat Bay P2P, and basically we provide you know, an opportunity for investors to help with SME financing. So yeah, I will go into my slides and we will be talking a bit more about how P2P works and also what Cat Bay is and the types of products we offer. So yeah, let's just get right into it. So, okay, give me a second. Yep. Okay, so as I've mentioned, so today's presentation will be structured into four sections. So firstly, I'm going to give a brief introduction of what Cat Bay is, how we started, and you know, kind of where we're going. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about portfolios. So we, you know, once we know what Cat Bay is and what P2P financing is, I'm going to talk about why P2P financing, you know, is attractive, why it's important to have in your portfolio. And then we'll talk about the actual products that we offer within Cat Bay P2P. And finally, we will move on to, you know, how you can get started investing with us. So yeah, as an introduction, Cat Bay P2P, or rather Cat Bay as a whole, is an award-winning SME financing fintech. So we actually started, I think, in 2016 or 2017 with the goal of providing smart financing to underserved SMEs, right? So we've actually established, you know, we started out as an SME financing provider. And as you can see here, we have a lot of awards from reputable banks, from different startup competitions. And yeah, so moving forward, we can look at some of the numbers here. So this is Cat Bay as an SME financing company as a whole. And since our inception, we've actually funded over 1.2 billion ringgit. So we've provided over a billion ringgit in financing to SMEs, you know, across Malaysia. And this is spread through around 13,000 transactions over 700 plus different companies. So Cat Bay has, you know, long established itself as a key player in the SME financing ecosystem. And also we've done this while maintaining a 0% financing loss. And this is something that you will constantly see me mention, because it's something that was very intentional from the start when, you know, even Cat Bay was created, that we wanted to provide, you know, accessible financing, but at the, you know, the safest way possible. And, you know, providing it to high quality issuers. So moving forward, you know, as we've already built a base of SME financing, the logical step for us was to actually branch into P2P financing. And the difference between them is just that, you know, in SME financing, we provide the financing to companies, but we, you know, it's sourced from banks and other avenues. But for P2P financing, what we're doing is we're actually inviting retail investors, such as you and I, to actually help participate in this, to help support SMEs while also, you know, gaining attractive returns for yourself. So we got our P2P financing license in May 2019 by the Securities Commission of Malaysia. So we were one of the few who got the license. And here you can see some pictures and some news articles of when we obtained the license. And we actually started operations, I think, end 2019 or start around February 2020. And since then, these are our cumulative numbers. We've actually, we're proud to say that, you know, in terms of market share, we're actually the number one platform for quarterly financing in Malaysia while still maintaining the lowest default rate. So since our inception, we funded around 380 million ringgit and provided net returns, so after service fees, to our investors of over 8%. And we've done all of this while maintaining our 0% default rate. And it's also important to take note that we started through the COVID pandemic. So, you know, even through these shaky times, we've actually maintained our low default rates. And it's something that we're very proud of. And on the right here, you can see that, you know, our financing is also split between various industries to ensure that, you know, we're providing financing across the board and to also provide diversification for our investors. So moving forward, yeah, before I go any further, I think I just want to take a few minutes to talk you through how the P2P financing actually works. So in this diagram, you can see three entities. So there's the SME seller, there's the corporate buyer, and there is the investor. And there's also Capay in the middle as the facilitator. So, you know, what is P2P financing? So P2P financing is actually a form of crowdfunding. So you can think of it as a way to obtain financing from, you know, multiple people at the same time. And how it works is that, you know, imagine you are an SME seller and you sell office furniture, right? That's your core product, your core service. And so let's say you sell your, you know, your office furniture to Tropicana Group. You know, they want to outfit a new office. And what would usually happen is that it will be on a contract or an invoice, and there would be terms stated that, you know, even after you've provided your services, there might be a lag in when they actually pay you back. So it might be a payment term of maybe 90 days, right? So, and this causes a quite apparent problem. Even though you've sold, you've given out your product, your services, you've actually not received your funds yet. You know, you're not paid for it immediately. But on the other hand, you actually have to pay your suppliers. You need to pay for logistics. You need to pay for salaries. And this is where P2P financing actually comes in, right? So what CapPay does is that, you know, we will crowdfund this invoice amount. Once as an SME seller, you can apply for financing through CapPay, and we would go to our investors. We would crowdfund this financing, and we would actually pay you upfront. So you don't have to wait 90 days. You don't have to wait 150 days. You'll actually get your funds upfront. And when it is time for the corporate buyer, for, you know, Tropicana Group to repay, they would actually pay CapPay back. And this money will actually be paid to the investors that have actually crowdfunded this. So you will be paid, you know, the capital you've invested along with the interest that you've gained. So you can think of crowdfunding, of P2P financing, as sort of a short-term loan provided to SMEs for them to carry out their, you know, to pay for their invoices or to carry out, you know, working capital requirements, that sort of thing. So yeah, so now that we know a bit more about P2P financing, moving forward, I want to try to explain, you know, now that we know what P2P financing is, why is it important? Like, why is P2P financing necessary, you know, for me as an investor? Okay, so over here, we have a picture with various types of investment asset classes around. And I just want to mention that, you know, when we think of investment portfolios, I think initially we would think of, you know, a portfolio of different stocks, right? That's usually where you hear that word, you know, I have different stocks that I pick for my equities portfolio. However, if any of you has been invested into equities in the past 2 years, you would know that it's actually been fluctuating quite a lot, right? With COVID and then recovery, and now with rising inflation. So what happens is that if we put all of our eggs into any of these baskets, there may be a period of time where if the economy goes against your investments, you might actually see a drop, a severe drop in your portfolio. And this is where, it's important to have an investment portfolio that's actually well diversified, through different asset classes. So as we can see here, we have multiple asset classes. So P2P financing, currency, equities, even more tangible things like gold, real estate, bonds and fixed deposits. And where P2P financing comes in is that it's actually a fixed income asset, right? So a fixed income asset basically means that you have your returns upfront, and regardless of what happens, as long as this asset pays you back, you will know how much you're receiving. And in simpler terms, you can think of it as a fixed deposit, right? When you go to a bank, when you make a fixed deposit, the terms are stated up front. Let's say 1 year, you're going to get, up to 1.7, 1.8% per annum. And you know in 1 year, regardless of what happens to the economy, you're actually going to be paid your principal back and that exact amount of interest, right? So P2P financing kind of sits in that same category. So each of the notes will have a financing amount. It will have a tenure, and it will have your interest rates written up front. And this is very important in a time of relative, instability, where your equities might, fall 5% in one day because of something a regulator did in China, right? Or, if Facebook suddenly shuts down for the night, and Facebook stocks drop a few percent overnight, that sort of thing. So, as we can see here in the next slide, we have some visuals to help you understand, what it means to have a fixed income asset through a period of volatility, right? And in the table above, we can see I've compared real estate, bonds, equities against P2P financing, as I believe most of us are very familiar with real estate, bonds, and equities, right? So when we talk about returns, for real estate, most people think that it kind of goes up. It just keeps going up. But even then, as we see the market kind of, the property market's kind of at an overhang, prices start to stagnate a little bit. You can see that it's actually slightly variable. And for bonds, it tends to be fixed. There are a lot of fixed term or fixed interest rate government bonds, but there are also variable options that change with interbank rates, that sort of thing. And we also have equities, which we all know, depending on the type of equities you buy into, could change very drastically from period to period, or it could be very small. It depends on the type of variation within the stocks. But for P2P financing, like I've mentioned, it's actually fixed returns. So when you subscribe to a note, that, okay, I'm going to get 8% net returns for this. I'm going to get 9% net returns for this. And referencing the graph below again, we can see that, if you compare it to, let's say, the KLCI, which is, it's a good proxy for how the economy, I guess, is going in Malaysia, especially for equities. And if you just had a fixed income asset, your returns would basically be a straight line if there are no defaults, right? Because that over time, it's going to grow by this amount, it's going to grow by this amount, and it's not really going to fall if there are no defaults. So that's also reflected in the risk profiles, right? So for real estate, the risk of your investments kind of going, south is actually quite low, because it's very unlikely for property prices to actually fall, even though it can happen and it does happen. For bonds, if you're talking about government bonds, the risk is also very low, as it's backed by the government. And for equities, it's medium to high, depending on the industry, depending on, if you're investing in US stocks or, international equities, that sort of thing. And for P2P financing, we've actually listed it as low to high because if there are no defaults, right? So defaults are the only risk to P2P financing. And if there are no defaults, the risk is basically low. You will continue to get your fixed interest rates and you know exactly what to expect. But in the case of, let's say, unfortunately, there might be one default that happens. If your portfolio is well diversified, it could only be a very small chunk of your portfolio. So let's say, if your notes are split into 30 to 50 different notes and one note happens to be a default, you might only lose maybe like 2 to 3% of the returns that you've actually gained. And as you can see, CatPay, we've actually still maintained 0% financing loss since our start. So yeah. So yeah, I think that's how I would compare, these different types of investments and why I feel that especially right now, while things are still a bit, there's a bit of uncertainty within the economy, that having a fixed income asset like P2P financing is actually very beneficial for your portfolio because, the alternatives like fixed deposits and government bonds might net you maybe 2%, returns if you like go for one of those promotions or that sort of thing. And right now that's it, it's at a level that kind of barely scrapes past inflation. And we don't want to, as investors, we don't want to just maintain our wealth, right? We want to continue growing it. So P2P investments are a very attractive way to get, to get those kinds of returns in periods of volatility. So now that we know a bit more about, where P2P financing fits within a portfolio, I think we can get into, the details of the types of products that CatPay P2P actually offers. So, yep. So in this slide, you can see on the left, we have some of our statistics from Q2. And we funded over 123 million in Q2 alone. And this actually represents a market share of over 40% in terms of financing for P2P players in Malaysia. So, even though we've started, quite recently, we've actually really geared up to, position ourselves as the premier P2P financing platform. And it's something that we're very proud of as well. And through the quarter, we've provided returns of 8.3% per annum for our notes. And this is over, 500 different notes. And again, with our track record of 0% defaults. And on the right here, I have some key points that basically acts as a highlight sheet for CatPay P2P. So one of the things that we have done is we've ensured that our notes actually have a short tenure, right? So in the last slides, we saw that there was a liquidity section. And short tenures basically means that our notes will range between 1 to 6 months. So all of our investment notes are only between 1 to 6 months, and they actually average at around 2 to 3 months, actually. So what this means is that if you wanted to rebalance your portfolio, if you wanted to, move your funds elsewhere, if you wanted to use it to help finance a purchase or maybe go on a holiday when things are better, you can actually, move your cash around. Once the notes mature within 1 to 6 months, you can actually, plan to move them or, do anything you want with them. And with certain other P2P players, there might be notes that go up to 2 years, right? And it will lock your capital in for a long time. And if you compare it to other things like real estate, well, if you want to liquidate your apartment right now, it's going to take a while. So that's something that was very intentional by design as well. And moving on, we have risk comparable to bonds. So as I've mentioned, in the case that there's no defaults, CatPay P2P actually has a risk that's comparable to bonds because your returns will be fixed interest, and there it's your returns are basically what they're going to be, and they're not going to change according to what's happening in the stock market or what's happening with property prices, that sort of thing. And okay, so we also have first in market auto invest. This is something that I will speak on in a little bit more detail after this. But basically, we have an auto invest system that allows your investments in CatPay P2P to kind of run passively. So once you've set a profile, an auto invest profile, it will just allocate your funds into various different notes. And when the notes mature, they'll be credited back into your account and they will actually be reinvested. So this means that you can kind of take a very passive approach while, you know, Cafe P2P helps you accrue and gain compound interest on your investments. And moving on the right, we can see safer buyers, recourse to sellers, and high quality investment notes. So with these three, it's basically tied to the fact that CapBay, you know, we specialize in SME financing to very high quality issuers. And what this means is that, you know, for example, for safer buyers, when we onboard issuers, when we provide financing, what we actually do is we will actually look at obviously the issuer and how creditworthy they are, but we also look at their suppliers, their buyers, right, who they're doing business with. So as I've used Tropicana Group as an example, you know, some of our other buyers are actually mainly GLCs and these blue chip companies, or even so even like government affiliated. So by doing this, we can ensure that our buyers, because our buyers are, you know, these large and stable companies, you can probably guess that the risk for them defaulting on their repayments are actually much lower. And this is one of the key reasons we've actually been able to maintain, you know, such a low default rate. And for recourse to sellers, it basically just means that when we do have these financing agreements, even within the contract from day one, we have set in place these things. So personal guarantees, stuff like collateral that we can claim and liquidate in the case of default. So, you know, we've already set it up in a way where even in the worst case scenario for default, we've covered our issuers and we covered our investors from the start. And high quality investment notes is just a reflection again of, you know, the pairing between safer buyers, very intentional recourse to sellers, and also a robust credit analysis or due diligence system that we'll also touch on a bit more on later. So moving forward, here are this is you know, an overview of some of the products that we offer. So as you can see, there is CapBay Diversified, there's CapBay Select, and there is CapBay Assure. And basically, these programs, as you can see, they are kind of split with lower risk and higher risk, with higher, you know, higher rewards being offered to taking on slightly higher risk, while the safest programs will have, you know, slightly lower returns, right? So CapBay Diversified is our highest return program. And this, you know, there's this risk rating here that we use internally just to mark which program or which note goes into which program. So with CapBay Diversified, you can expect to earn up to 10% per annum net returns. So this program is geared towards people who are more, you know, who want higher returns from their investments, right? And on the other hand, we have CapBay Select. So CapBay Select are our hand-picked notes. So these are the safer notes that we have. And similarly, you know, all the notes have the same 10 years up to 6 months, like I've mentioned. And CapBay Select provides up to 8% per annum net returns, right? And finally, we have CapBay Assure. So CapBay Assure is actually a new product that we've launched last quarter. And it's a very interesting product because it's actually principal and interest protected. And what that means is that even if there were a default, if a note defaults in the CapBay Assure program, what we'll actually do is we'll actually still pay out the principal and interest, you know, as if the default did not happen. So as you can see, we've marked it at 0%, you know, less than 0%. Oh, it should be just 0%, you know, risk. And there is an asterisk there because there is a mechanism set in place to make sure that we can continue to pay out any potential defaults. And we will talk about that a little bit more. And yep, so this also provides up to 6% per annum. So as you can see, even our safest programs, right, still provide returns that are much higher than what you would get at a regular fixed deposit in a bank or by just keeping it in a savings account. So moving on, here is a slide talking a little bit more about CAPE Assure. So this just explains the mechanism. And basically, CAPE Assure runs on a reserve fund. So you can kind of think of it as a pool of money that's set aside that acts almost like an insurance. So in the case of a default, you will take the money from the reserve fund. We will pay out our investors there. And with the diagram here, you can see, if an investor chooses to invest in a CAPE note or CAPE Assure note, and that issuer actually defaults, what would happen is that the investor will actually just transfer these defaulted notes to the guaranteeing company. And what this means is that they'll basically just hand off all of the rights to the guaranteeing company. And in return, the guaranteeing company will actually pay you back your principal and interest. And we can also see the reserve fund buffer. And this is just it's a very shorthanded way of saying how much can we cover at a given time, right? So our limit is set at 8%, but currently it's above 10%. And this just means that, let's say tomorrow, 8% of Assure notes actually default, which is a very high amount. But if that happens, the reserve fund can actually cover all of those defaults comfortably. So you would still get back your principal, you would still get back your interest. Now, the question then would be, what will happen if it goes above, whatever is left in the amount? So if it goes above, so let's say the defaults are more than what's in the reserve fund, then we actually can't cover everyone, right? And that would be a bad scenario. But the way that we've combated this is that if the reserve fund actually falls below a certain percentage, so we've set it at 8. So if the fund falls below a certain amount, we would actually just stop issuing new Assure notes. We would suspend the program. So whatever you have invested before, it will continue to run, but we just won't issue new notes. And this is to make sure that we never really bite off more than we can chew. So we know at any given time, we're confident that we can cover all the notes within the CAPE Assure program. So yeah, if you're interested, to know more about CAPE Assure, there is our website, and we can also just reach out to us directly. I think I will have our contact information at the end of the presentation. And yeah, so moving forward, we'll be talking about the auto invest, right? So this is another feature that CAPE has. So with other P2P players, there is a tendency to make their investors, log on and choose individual notes and to kind of fight to fund, certain notes that they want. But with CAPE, the way our auto invest works is actually very straightforward. So let's say you were to sign up an account with us. The first thing you would do is deposit your funds. And the second thing would be to select an auto invest profile, right? So we have three different profiles: conservative, moderate, and aggressive. And these profiles will basically just split your funds into varying amounts into the programs we have. So conservative will have, a higher focus on CAPE Select and CAPE Assure notes, because these are our safest notes, right? But when you, let's say if you select aggressive, it will only allocate your notes primarily to CAPE Diversified and CAPE Select, because these have higher returns than CAPE Assured. So these profiles just allow you to split your funds automatically into our different programs, and they will have estimated risks, and their estimated net returns stated when you select these profiles. And you can also customize the profile. So if you want to choose, only one program, or you want to have a different proportion that's not within these three, you can actually go ahead and do that yourself as well. And once you've selected the profile, the thing, it will basically just allocate your funds automatically. So we will try to split your funds into, 20, 30, 40 notes if possible. And this is to ensure maximum diversification across different issuers, across different programs. And as I've mentioned earlier, if you leave your auto invest on, it will actually reinvest any funds that are credited back into your account. So when notes mature, you get your principal and your interest back into your account. and the auto invest will just reinvest it. So the way I've set up my account is I've just deposited money and just kind of left it running, and it's been just generating interest for me automatically without me having to log in every day, read all these different prospectuses. And the thing is, even if you wanted to know more about the notes that you're potentially investing in, you can actually do that. So every day when we release new notes, we will actually send out an email, and you can also see it within your app. You can look at the investment memo that will tell you a little bit more information about who is issuing this, why they need the financing, what industries they're in. And you can also, with that information, you can actually opt in or opt out of certain auto invest notes. So if you wanted to, it'll be more hands-on. Our auto invest system actually allows you to do so as well. You can just look at it, and if you don't want to be in a certain note, you can just click it and say, like, okay, I don't want to invest in this note. And the auto invest will not allocate your funds to that note. So that's basically how it works. And let's say if you wanted to withdraw your funds, right? All you'd have to do is turn off your auto invest profile to make sure that when funds are recredited into your account, they don't get dispersed again. And you can just wait till your funds are credited back. And once they're all in your account, you can actually just withdraw them whenever you want. So you can withdraw your entire cash balance. And with both deposits and withdrawals, we don't charge any transaction fees whatsoever as well. So this is something that you can just do. And it complements the fact that we have, low lock-in periods and a high liquidity. So if you wanted to move your funds, you can do that very freely with CatPay P2P. So that is the main thing about our products. So I think I just want to take some time to talk about how we've, ensured that we have high quality investment opportunities, that we have such low default rates, right? And this boils down to the fact that we have a very, very robust credit evaluation model or system. So we actually look at over 2,000 data points for each transaction. And we do reference agencies such as CTOS for ratings, but we also have our own internal models. So some of the things we look at that, might not be just what banks look at. So we don't only check for, balance sheet details. We also look at counterparty risk, right? So who is your buyer? If are they a very stable buyer? Are they someone will, not go out of business anytime soon? And if, they are this huge GLC, you can probably expect that the risk is going to be lower, right? So these are things that we actually take the time to check rather than just the issuer. And with relationship stability, it's the same thing. How has your relationship been with this, with your buyer? Is this a long-term transaction, a long-term relationship? And with concentration risks, it's things like how much of your business relies on certain buyers, right? So we actually look at all of these things: counterparty risks, relationship stability, concentration risks, and business trends to make sure we get a holistic view of, who our issuers actually are, and any potential threats or any potential risks that they may have if we do issue financing to them. And also, here we've also listed some key criteria for businesses who are applying for financing. So as you can see, Malaysian registered or owned by Malaysians, operating for more than 1 year. So with that, and also the annual revenue of more than 2 million, we make sure that our issuers are actually, a business that is stable, a business that's continuing to generate revenue, and also has mid to large size corporates as customers. So this also ties back to, the fact that we specialize in providing financing to these larger companies, or, companies that have ties to these larger companies, so that we can guarantee that it's going to be a high quality investment notes with the lowest default rates possible. So with that, moving forward, I think even in the webinar invite, you've mentioned some of these. So these are some of the partnerships that CatPay has managed to form, within our with since our inception. As you can see, there's there's many, there's TM choosing us as a vendor financing partner. There is MyTuCar for dealer financing. And what all of this shows is that, CatPay, while we leverage on our own strengths, we also have, and we are continuing to form partnerships with key players throughout Malaysia. So moving forward, you can actually expect CatPay to get better and better, as we progress, as we find more partnerships, and as we continue to build and develop the platform that we've created. And yeah, I think with that, that is the end of my presentation. I don't have any more material. So the next section is mainly about getting started. But Ian, do you think it'd be a good time to take questions here first?
Well, it depends, Nick. I mean to say, if you are going to give us a demo, you might as well do the demo first. Then only we will address the questions right after the demo. So, what do
Okay,
you think?
sure. So, okay, I'll just go through the getting started section first. So, if you want to start investing with CatPay, it's actually a pretty simple process. So here you can see we have three steps. So number one is to register an account with us and deposit a minimum of 10,000. So I'll have to clarify first that this 10,000 ringgit is actually our minimum portfolio amount, right? And the reason that we've set it at this amount is to ensure that when we actually help you allocate your funds, that it's very well diversified, right? So we need to be able to split your investments into as many notes as possible. So once you've deposited your money, the next thing you have to do is select your auto invest profile. And once you've picked that based on, your risk preferences or even, your expected returns, that's basically it. You can start to, watch our auto investors allocate your notes, and then you can wait for them to mature. And from then on, you can just sit back and watch your investments grow. So it's a very straightforward process, and it's a very passive approach to investing as well. And in the following slides, I just have some screenshots of our app through the registration process. So it's you can actually invest, or sorry, you can register from either our website at invest.catpay.com, or you can actually download our P2P app. So we do have an app on both Apple, iOS, and Android devices. And what you would need is your mobile phone with you, because we do need TAC verification. So we will be sending you a text, pictures of your IC, the front and back for due diligence purposes, and your bank account details. So when registering, these are just the three things you need to have with you. And as you can see, when you do register on the screenshot on the right, there is actually a place for you to input a referral code. And for attendees of this webinar, this KC Lau webinar, we do have a special promo code that's KC Lau 2021. And I'll speak more about that promo later. But if you are going to sign up, make sure to key in this code in this area so that you can be eligible to gain this 100 ringgit promo when you sign up. So, yep. So next. So this is the next step. So to deposit within our app, so this screenshot is of our app's actual interface once you've logged in. There's actually five tabs at the bottom: dashboard, invest now, performance, portfolio, and transaction. So all you need to do is click on invest now, and you'll be brought to this page that has both the deposit withdraw buttons and also the auto invest profiles. So all you have to do is click on deposit and submit a deposit request through with all of your information. And note, however, that to make a deposit, you actually have to separately bank in the amount from your mobile banking app or website first, and then attach the proof of payment to within our app before submitting the deposit. So yeah, make sure if you're making a deposit to do both, because we do use the deposit request through our app to actually verify your deposits. And moving forward, we're actually developing FPX payments as well. So in the future, you can expect to be able to make your deposits within the Capay P2P app as well. So that's something that we're currently working on, and we're hopeful that we can get it up and running by the end of the year. So, yep. And here we have our auto invest. So it's on the same page. And as you can see, if you click on one of these profiles, there'll be a drop down that will show you what the expected net returns are with this profile, and also the allocations into the three different programs that we have, right? And once you're comfortable and you've read it, you can actually just click select the profile, and it will light up blue on your phone, and that will mean that it's confirmed. And from then on, your investing journey will officially begin with us. So I actually don't have the slides for the notes for the information, because some of the note information is it's private, so we can't share that to non-investors. But this is just the general process of how to get started, right? So deposit, register deposit, and select your auto invest profiles. So here, the next slide, we have the promo again. So this was the promo that I briefly mentioned. So if you input KC Lau 2021 during the registration process, you'll actually be eligible for a 100 ringgit promo. And the way this works is you have to maintain an investment account with us for 30 days, for 1 month. So the criteria is here as well. So register an account with the promo code, deposit the minimum portfolio amount, and select one of the auto invest profiles. So this is just ensuring that your account is active and is running. And after 30 days of maintaining these criteria, so if you just leave it then, we will actually credit 100 ringgit into your CatPay account. So you can think of this as additional returns. But also, other than this KC Lau 2021 promo, we do have other ongoing promos. So we have our own referral program. So the referral program works in the same way as this KC Lau promo. So, after you've signed up an account and used the KC Lau code and you've gotten your 100 ringgit, or even before that, if you know any one of your friends who you think would be interested in investing with us, or you think would be beneficial, you can actually share your own personal promo code with them. And what will happen is, if they maintain the same criteria, so if they deposit, they keep their auto invest for 30 days, both you and your friend will actually have, 100 ringgit credited into both of your accounts. So if you know anyone who could potentially benefit from investing in, Capay P2P, once you've created an account, you can actually do that as well. And finally, we have Capay Plus. So Capay Plus is basically a promo where you can accrue interest on your cash balance, right? So your cash balance is basically any funds that you have in your Capay account that is not dispersed, so it's not sent out to fund any notes. So if they're just sitting in your account idle, let's say they, we've not allocated them yet, or they just got recredited back into your account, you will actually accrue interest on them on a daily basis. So the rates that we're currently offering is 1.7% per annum. So every day, your balance will accrue interest based on this rate. And we pay out the Capay Plus every quarter. So you can rest assured that even if not all of your funds have been dispersed at any given time by the auto invest, you are actually still, you're still making returns on it. So, yeah, I think that's it for in terms of the presentation. So, yeah, thank you so much.
All right. So once again, thank you so much, Nick, for your wonderful presentation. I believe that is an eye-opener to all of us, including myself. All right. So I think right now we can actually do some Q&A, and I have actually gathered some questions. Okay. So if you have any questions that you have in mind when it comes to CatBay or P2P financing, yeah, please feel free to actually just put it in the Q&A box, and I will be I'll be moderating the Q&A session right now. And alongside with me, we have Ka Chun and as well as Casey Lau, our very own Sifu. He will be there to chip in. All right, both of them will be there to chip in whenever it is necessary. Okay, so with that, let's get into the Q&A. So the first one is from Vanessa Tan. So Vanessa would like to ask this question. So she asks, your entry level for investment with CapBay is 10,000 ringgit. It seems a lot higher than your competitors. Is there any particular reason why your entry level investment is 10,000 ringgit?
Okay, so the reason for our higher minimum investment amount is actually because we want to make sure that your portfolio is well diversified. So as I mentioned earlier, our AutoInvest will actually split your notes. It'll try to split your notes into more than 20 different notes. And this means that we want to make sure that your portfolio can be split into these many notes to ensure if there is any risk, it will actually be minimized and spread across. So, yep, so
Nicholas,
that's the
is
reason.
that the minimum for each node? Is it 500 or 1,000?
Okay, so the minimum for each node, in terms of auto invest, is actually only like I think it's a few hundred, so it can range. And this minimum amount is based on your actual portfolio size. So there are limits in place that will say, if your portfolio is this large, you can only allocate this amount. So it changes with your portfolio, but generally they're between a couple of hundred ringgit to maybe up to 500 or 1,000 max. Yeah, so by having a portfolio of 10,000, you can actually split it into quite a few number of notes.
So can we say that due to the minimum for each node is a lot higher than the other platform. So that's why you need 10,000 to start to have a well diversified portfolio so that you can safeguard the interests of the investors.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Right, moving on. Let's move on to the next question. Let's see, Okay, so this one is from Kip. So Kip would like to ask, do we get to choose the type of businesses that we want to invest into, or does CapBay do the choosing for us?
So by default, if you have an auto invest on, Cape will do the choosing for you. But if you do want to select, certain industries or certain companies, you can actually do that. So every day when we release new notes, you'll get an email notification, and you'll also be able to see it within your app. So under the Invest Now section, they will list, the financing amount and the rates. And if you click on it, you can actually get more info. So if you do want to invest in a certain company, you can the auto invest does it by default. But let's say you wanted to opt out of certain industries, right? So if you don't want to invest in, let's say, the construction industry, you can once you looked at the note, you can actually once you see the industry, you can actually opt out of it. So yes, you can hand select notes, but by default, the auto invest chooses the notes for you. But you can say that you don't want to invest in that particular note.
So when should we do that? Like before the note is starting to be funded?
Yes, so there's actually a time. So it's listed within the when the within the email notification. There's about a 2 hour window. It depends on the launch time, but I think there's a 2 hour window where you can opt out of the notes. So, but obviously once the notes have been launched, then your funds may be dispersed to the issuer already, and then you wouldn't be able to opt out then.
All right, so the next question would be, are your notes Sharia compliant?
So, Cape P2P does have Sharia compliant notes, but at the moment, we don't have a specific Sharia compliant program. So, yeah, I'm not sure how else to answer that, but we have Sharia compliant notes, and we do have a Sharia advisor, but yeah, at the moment we don't have a specific program just for Sharia notes.
All right, so next question. This one is from Chun Hao. All right, so Chun Hao would like to ask about the management fee, which is incurred by investors if they want to invest with CapBay. So can you elaborate on the management fees?
So CapBay's fees, we actually don't have management fees. And we don't have transaction fees. But what we do have is service fees. So when we do, you know, the service fees are basically charged on top of the interest rate, right? So our service fees range from between 10 to, I think, up to 30% based on the type of financing, the risk rating, that sort of thing. But all of the returns that we've actually quoted here are already in net returns. So this is after service fees. So when we do display notes, it's already in net returns terms. And so, yeah, we do have service fees, but we don't have management fees. And the service fee is only charged on your interest rates and not on the actual principal.
Right. So once again from Vanessa. So she would like to ask, perhaps I will rephrase her question. What are the top SME industries by industries that will actually use CapBay to raise financing?
I think it's a bit tricky to answer because there's two parts, right? One is the number of SMEs within an industry, and then there's also the amount of financing from us, you know, that we give to a particular industry. So earlier in my slides, there was this chart that showed the split, and you can find that on capbay.com/invest as well. But basically, I think it's well balanced. We do have quite a lot of construction notes, but this is because of a program that we have that has, you know, these vendors come to us for these invoices. But in terms of actual number of SMEs based on industries, I think we're very split between, you know, all the various industries from construction to finance, services, utilities, and even motor. So dealer financing, used cars, that sort of thing.
Yeah, Nicholas, just want to clear it up. I think can like everybody the investor choose to 100% capital just put into assured profile only.
Like you can actually do that. Yeah. So when you're selecting your auto invest profile, you can actually create a custom profile, and within that you can effectively just select 100% CapBay assured, and then 0% select 0% diversified. So you can do that, but you do run the risk where if, let's say, for a given period of time, there are no new CapBay Assure notes, right? Then your funds may not be allocated during that period. So, yeah, you can do it, but then also you have to know that if you don't allow any programs, you might run a risk of having idle funds for a while.
But they will still get the 1.7% interest.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Okay, next question. All right, I think this one is good for P2P lenders to clarify this. So it's actually one of the most frequently asked question by a lot of potential P2P investors. All right, so this is a question from David Tan, and he says, to be clear, a company or an SME, so they can actually get a loan from the bank, perhaps at a cost of 5 to 6% per annum, but then they will instead go for P2P financing, all right, such as CapBay. So why do these SME will opt for P2P financing as an option to raise their funds versus the way to get financing? Cheaper financing if they were to go with a bank. So perhaps can you tell us what's the reason why do they make such choices? Yeah.
Yeah, that is a very good question. Thanks, David.
Nick, I guess the main I can take this if you want. Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, Hi everyone, this is Kachun. Sorry, I haven't been speaking much here. Yeah, so for that question, right? There's a few reasons. One of it is yes, it's we have a faster turnaround time compared to the banks. You know, sometimes banks take like 1-2 months just to do their checks and whatnot, and all the approvals. Also, our the turnaround time for our disbursement is also much faster. And on top of that, the for example, some of this invoice financing, it may not be as worthwhile to do for the banks, the smaller ticket sizes, right? But for us, since we have our tech that enables a more streamlined process, we are more willing to take out smaller ticket sizes compared to the banks. You know, sometimes the banks would only disperse funds in the millions.
All right. All right, thanks. I think that's actually well answered. And let's see what other questions I can actually ask. Okay, there are a few questions. There are a few questions which are related to defaults. All right. So how do I say? So the question is, how do you? I mean to say, I believe that Nicholas has actually just spoken about defaults, but yet still people are still concerned about defaults. So perhaps you can actually give us. Let's say if I'm a new investor to CapBay or P2P financing. So from the investor side, what can we do to actually mitigate such risks when it comes to, you know, this kind of default risks when it comes to investing in P2P? Maybe you can give us some pointers.
So, well, the first thing is, you know, obviously to maintain as well diversified as possible. So this would mean, I mean, it's set up in a way in CapBay where we kind of do this automatically for you. But as an investor, if you do want to, you know, further minimize this risk, you can choose auto invest profiles such as conservative that will net you, that might net you a slightly lower return. But, you know, with notes such as CapBay Select and Assure, you can probably sleep better at night knowing that these are, you know, some of the highest quality notes that we have. But on the other hand, if let's say a default does occur, right, CapBay will actually, you know, we will initiate recovery actions on behalf of the investors. So we'll go after the issuers and, you know, we'll look at the agreements that we had. So if there is a collateral that was posted up, we'll actually recover that and try to liquidate it or gain as much as we can from it. And yeah, so any recovery actions will actually be undertaken by CapBay and then recredited back towards the investors. So as an investor, I'm not sure if there's, you know, too much that you need to do to mitigate you know, any default risk for P2P if you're already investing with CapBay.
Hi Nicholas, right. To my understanding is that thanks for the clarification. To my understanding is that when we fund the notes, like the money is given to the SME. So, but when we get back the money, it's not from the SME, it's from their customers, right? So their customers are typically the big corp in Malaysia. So to my understanding, it is quite low risk for them to get into default since they are big corp, like mostly public listed company or maybe government. So can you give us a sense of how likely can it go into default and in what kind of situation default might happen?
So not all of our notes are actually this the most secure notified invoice financing where it's actually directly from the paymaster, which are these like largest, larger companies like that you mentioned. So some of them are actually there's also very various risks involved in other forms of invoice financing. If let's say the paymaster pays back to the SME first, because in that case, this non-notified invoice financing, the paymaster does not even know that the SME is obtaining financing for that invoice. Lah. They don't want to affect the relationship and whatnot. So that one is another form. And also, we also have other working capital type of investment notes on our platform. So sometimes it's like working capital financing for a company to pay their suppliers or for them to execute a contract. So there's additional risk involved as well there. Lah. But I guess the key thing here is, as an investor, it is obviously to diversify as much as possible. And with our auto-invest program, we actually have like allocation limits per issuer to make sure, even if an issuer, let's say, has like 10, 20 notes, we won't allocate you to all of those notes. Lah. We will still only allocate you to the limit that we set. make sure that your portfolio is sufficiently diversified. And yeah, and also with our own in-house credit and risk team, we managed to mitigate a lot of the default risk out, even throughout COVID. And that's a testament to how we've maintained our 0% default rate as of today. Yeah.
I see. Okay, so may I ask, what is the minimum amount of investment per note at Cap Bay? Is it like $100 or can be as low as tens of dollars?
It generally doesn't go much lower than 100 ringgit, but yeah. So that tends to be the minimum amount, about 100, I'd say. Mm.
That's for the auto investor. For the man
who
invests in notes, the minimum is 1,000 per note. That's why we encourage most of our investors to utilize our auto investor. Yeah.
For manual is 1,000. Okay. Understood.
Okay. So I mean to say, I do not know lah, because from what I see, right, if let's say you are going into Cap Bay or you're going into P2P lending, right? So basically you're in the lending business, right? So of course, the mentality is that you're going to lend in order to get interest income. But at the same time, you also need to be prepared that there might be a chance of default. But then the thing is that your capital, if you keep it low end, because you're going to just lend out $100. And if let's say you are lending out, $200 or $300 and then you are scared of default, then I do not know, like, I might may want to throw this question, like, what is the mentality like, because you're going to lend out $200-$300 and then you're scared of default, and then you are asking how Cap Bay can recover that $200-$300. So I mean to say if you're overly concerned about this, maybe you should reassess why you want to join this P2P lending. That's from my own perspective. Maybe Casey, you want to add on to this? I believe that you have some experiences in this. Maybe you can share some insights as to what's the right mindset like when it comes to going into P2P.
Ian, you're asking my opinion.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, to be honest, to lower the risk, I would just split everything evenly, so to all and then set a exposure to.
Oh, Casey. Oh, we lost you for a moment. Yeah, I think we lost Casey for a moment. Yeah, but I mean to say, I believe that you guys are also P2P investors yourself. Perhaps you, mm-hmm. apart from that, so how do you play your own, how do you actually craft your own portfolio apart from using the autobot and stuff like that? Maybe you can share some insights on that. Maybe we start from Nick first, then we move on to Kachun while we wait for Casey to come back.
Sure. So the way I look at P2P investments, right, it's because, I mean, obviously the first thing with all investments, you have to look at the risk to reward relationship, right? So if I am looking for returns of a certain amount, I would have to personally be okay with taking on a certain amount of risk, because, you know, risk, your returns are basically your reward for taking on this risk personally. So with Cap Bay, P2P, I actually have it on the aggressive portfolio because I understand and I trust. Number one, I trust in the company and the platform. And number two, I also understand that even in the risks, you know, with the risks of default, I am willing to potentially lose a small amount of my portfolio. But in the long run, I know that I will be able to recover it and even gain, you know, much more over it because of the returns that are being offered, right? So as long as your default risk is lower than, you know, the net returns, you can expect that you will make returns over that. So yeah, I think that's my personal view on how I use Cap Bay P2P at least.
Okay. So yeah. Since Casey is back, okay, Kachun, you will go first. Then we will end, and then after that we will continue back with Casey. So Kachun.
Yeah.
So what's your take?
And to me, it's also not just within PTP, but your overall investment portfolio, right? Like, I think like Nick shared just now, there's a few different asset classes that we should diversify across, whether it's just stocks, real estate, P2P. So if you have, like, let's say you have 20,000 ringgit to start saving, that you have saved and want to invest, putting like all 20,000 into like into just like P2P, it's not really recommended. Like, it's better to like split it across different asset classes, so you have like so there's like less correlation, let's say you're not exposed to equity markets, real estate markets, and whatnot. So diversifying across different asset classes is also how you mitigate this overall, to me.
KC, if you remember the earlier question, perhaps you can continue from from there, because we lost you for quite a bit.
Yeah, just now internet problem. So when I go into P2P, I will have a well-diversified portfolio. So if there is a few platform, I don't want to just do it on CatBay. I'll do it in a few platform, and then I will split it evenly. And the problem also, I cannot have investment, all my investment just in P2P, because there is not enough node to diversify all my fund. So if you are starting small, then it's fine, right? I think especially it might be good for people with low tax bracket too. So like me, very high tax bracket. So like 8% I got, after net, I have to deduct another 30%. So it'd be 5% for me only. So for people who are very low tax bracket, I think it would be worthwhile, because when you get back your money, right, is kind of like it's quite easy, it's very predictable, the return is very very predictable. So after you get your net return, the gross return, you minus your tax, and then you minus the default rate, you minus tax, so these two, then basically that's the net you get. So that's how I look at it. And I would prefer shorter notes. I don't want notes that is like 2 years, 3 years. It really takes forever to get back your money. I mean, 2 to 3 years, a lot of things can happen in business world. And the longer it is, I think the more likely that it might go into default. So I would prefer the shorter one.
I see. Okay, so that means, KC, I mean to say, in terms of dealing with the default rates, so you're not too bothered about the default rates. Your way of, actually, all of us have a general consensus, which is the default rates, yes, there's a chance of that happening, but then the only way you can do it is to diversify the amount to a very small amount, so that eventually, if there's a small default, let's say you lend out $100, you got repaid $50, then the other $50, we just trust CapBay to do whatever necessary to somehow recoup the money.
I think we should just include the default rate into our calculation for the return. You should expect that it will happen. Maybe not now, but in the future, it will just happen. That's my opinion. So just keep it at the minimum. I mean, like in the industry, cost industry, but maybe 2%, 3% is what you're looking at, the default rate.
That's okay. All right. So there's a question by Ross Lee. So this one is related to Kananga. So maybe I will start off with Nick. All right. So what's your relationship with Kananga? And he's asking specifically on Kananga's Islamic SS chain finance fintech. So it seems like it's a joint venture, and maybe you can explain more about that. And but then his question is that, has this thing started operating?
To be honest, I'm not 100% clear on that. I'm not sure if Kachun has more information on the Kananga tie-up. And I'm also not sure how much you can necessarily discuss that.
Yeah, so basically, last year we formed a JV with Kananga for this Kananga Capital Islamic, is to mostly spearhead our factoring business lah, and also we have a lot of our notes actually like backed by the government deals and programs. So we this JV enables us for that.
I think there's one question we need to handle here. Like, a lot of people are very concerned when they deposit money, how soon are they going to see it in their account? And when they withdraw, like, how soon can they see the money back into the bank account? So what's the typical days involved?
So for deposits, we generally will verify it and credit it into your CapPay account within one working day. So usually by the next morning, you should see the money there. And for withdrawals, because we need to process it through our trustee who holds the funds, it may take up to 3 working days. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one. Okay, so just now Casey has just mentioned about tax. So Mr. Yap, one of our attendees, he asked, is the returns earned taxable? So I believe the answer is yes, right? So Nick?
Yes. Yeah, the returns are taxable, and we do have quarterly statements and I think an annual statement as well to help you with that. And even within the app, you can see the, you know, the returns that you've gained throughout.
Okay, so which is why, if what Casey have mentioned, if let's say you are currently, if let's say your tax bracket is low, your tax bracket, so your maximum tax rate is not that high, then maybe it's good, you know, because it's gonna boost your returns, your net returns. But then if you're okay, the maximum that you could have paid is what Casey will be incurring, which is like the 20%, 30% flat rate. Then of course, even though he will invest alongside with you, but then you will get higher returns than him because of the tax rate. All right. So do be mindful of that. Okay, I think more or less we have covered all the relevant questions that I could possibly find in the Q&A box.
Yeah, maybe one. Do CapPay take foreigners as investor?
Oh. So for foreigners, we do. But I think we do have additional due diligence criteria in onboarding. And if I'm not mistaken, I think you need a Malaysian bank account. Yeah.
I see.
All right. So
anyway, for foreigner who are staying in Malaysia might be easier, right? But foreigner staying overseas.
That one is a bit tougher. A bit more verification required.
They also need bank account in Malaysia. And for foreigner who doesn't stay in Malaysia, it's quite hard to open an account even, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So with that, I think we, it's now 12:14, 15. So I think we're going to end this webinar session. So once again, thank you so much for your active participation in this webinar session. I believe that it's an eye-opener for all of us to actually get to know about CapPay, their latest happenings, and as well as a quick demo as to how you can actually get started with CapPay when it comes to your P2P investing. And before I let Nicholas and Kajun off the hook, maybe I'm going to start off with Casey. Casey, are there any last words of wisdom when it comes to P2P investing, and as well as what are we going to do next week?
Yep. Next week, we are going to have investment analysts from Singapore, from Poem, actually, from Philip Capitals. They will talk about part two of the EV, electric vehicle. So we have part one, I think a few months ago, then we are going to have part two next week. So stay tuned for our email broadcast to get on the session. So for the last word, I'll have Nicholas and Kajun to give us some last word.
Yeah, sure. I mean, why don't we start off with Nicholas and then we end with Kajun? Yeah, any last words of wisdom that you can actually give our audience when it comes to starting out with their journey in P2P investing?
Yep. So I think the only thing I want to say is to, you know, if you are an investor that's looking for, you know, higher fixed income returns, P2P is definitely something that, you know, fits the bill. And I guess my only piece of advice is to obviously study the platform that you're going to be using for P2P, understanding the risks involved, and finally also not being you know, afraid to try new things. So, yeah, that's from me.
All right, how about Kajun?
Yeah, quite pretty simple, I guess. Diversifying within P2P platform, across P2P platforms, and across different investment asset classes is important to mitigate risk as well. And also, I think Casey also just posted the promo code. Don't forget to put the promo code KCLOW 2021 when you register on the platform to enjoy the 100K bonus. Yep.
Last but not least, Casey, can you actually put your own Facebook page on the chat box? Simply because there are multiple requests for the webinar recording. The replay, because some people actually come in late. So guys, if you actually missed the earlier part of our session, maybe you can go to Casey Lau's Money Tips Facebook page to watch the limited time replay of this webinar session. All right, so we're going to put that up on Facebook for 7 days. All right, so you have 7 days to actually check us out. And after that, we will actually take it down and we will just put it in. We will archive it at kclaw.com only for our premium webinar members. Okay, so if you want it free, it's 7 days. After 7 days, you have to pay for it. All right. Okay, so I think that's about it.
Mainly in our members area, we also do the notes. So if for people who don't want to spend like 1 hour or 1 hour plus to go through the whole session, you can actually quickly skim through the major content through the notes we produce. So it will be made available for members. So usually I think our paid members is that they want the convenience of accessing the archive that we have, all the training we've done before. So they just skim through and then look at, maybe they want to know on a particular thing, and then they just search the video and then go to that particular minute to watch that. So that's how we make use of the membership. So thank you so much. Thanks, Nicholas. Thanks, Kachun. So glad to have you guys here. And Ian, you can wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean to say, I hope that next time we can actually get Nicholas or Kachun or maybe anyone from Cape Bay back onto our show. Maybe we can arrange that. And with that, let's go and have our lunch. See you next week.
Yep. Happy market. Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. So and thanks, KC. Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye. Goodbye. Bye.